2 Chronicles chapter 10. And Rehoboam went to Shechem, for all Israel had come to Shechem to make him king. And it came to pass, when Jeroboam the son of Nebat heard it, now he was in Egypt, whither he had fled from the presence of King Solomon, that Jeroboam returned out of Egypt. And they sent and called him, and Jeroboam and all Israel came and spoke to Rehoboam, saying, Thy father made our yoke grievous, and now lighten the grievous servitude of thy father, and his heavy yoke that he put upon us, and we will serve thee. And he said to them, Come again to me after 3 days. And the people departed. And King Rehoboam consulted with the old men who had stood before Solomon his father while he yet lived, saying, How do ye advise to return answer to this people? And they spoke to him, saying, If thou be kind to this people, and please them, and speak good words to them, they will be thy servants forever. But he forsook the advice of the old men which they had given him, and consulted with the young men who had grown up with him, that stood before him. And he said to them, What advice give ye that we may return answer to this people, who have spoken to me, saying, Lighten the yoke which thy father put upon us? And the young men that had grown up with him spoke to him, saying, Thus thou shalt say to the people who have spoken to thee, saying, Thy father made our yoke heavy, and lighten thou it for us. Thus shalt thou say to them, My little finger is thicker than my father's loins, and whereas my father laid a heavy yoke upon you, I will add to your yoke. My father chastised you with whips, but I will chastise you with scorpions. And Jeroboam and all the people came to Rehoboam the third day, as the king had appointed, saying, Come again to me on the third day. And the king answered them roughly. And King Rehoboam forsook the advice of the old men, and spoke to them according to the advice of the young men, saying, My father made your yoke heavy, but I will add to it. My father chastised you with whips, but I will chastise you with scorpions. So the king hearkened not to the people, for it was brought about by God, that Jehovah might give effect to his word which he spoke through Ahijah the Shilonite to Jeroboam the son of Nebat. And all Israel saw that the king hearkened not to them. And the people answered the king, saying, What portion have we in David? And we have no inheritance in the son of Jesse. Every man to your tents, O Israel. Now see to thine own house, David. And all Israel went to their tents. But as for the children of Israel that dwelt in the cities of Judah, Rehoboam reigned over them. And King Rehoboam sent Hadoram, who was over the levy. But the children of Israel stoned him with stones that he died. And King Rehoboam hastened to mount his chariot, to flee to Jerusalem. And Israel rebelled against the house of David unto this day.